right, so let's get into it. Find that comfortable seat. Maybe even lay down. What is your body asking for to be in this space right now? Left hand here. You take a nice big inhale, drawing the breath from the earth up through the root chakra, all the way up through the spine. Just gathering the things, bringing it all the way up to the crown of the head. And gently exhale through the mouth. One more time, nice big inhale, drawing the breath from the earth up through the spine. And exhale. We'll do that three more times, drawing the breath from the earth, bringing it all the way up through the spine. And exhale. Inhale, drawing the breath from the earth through the spine. And exhale. Last one, drawing the breath from the earth up through the spine. And gently exhale. Keeping your focus and your awareness on your breath. Grounding down a little bit more through the tailbone. Allowing the bottom part of the body to become heavy, but light. Noticing the pattern of your breath. Noticing where it's falling a little short. Keeping that motion of when you inhale, drawing the breath from the earth, remembering that we are supported. We are given the supplies. And all we have to do is tap into them. What's in the way of us tapping into them? Allow your breath to cleanse that space. Allow your breath to break through what may be in the way of tapping in a little bit deeper into the supplies we already have. It's almost like you're looking through a toolbox. And you don't know what you're looking for, but you know you're looking for something. And you start moving everything else out the way. When a story or a thought moves through the mind, what happens to the body? What happens to the breath? Is there a connection in the truth of what is showing up mentally, what's passing by, that you're observing, and how it feels in the body, how it connects to the soul? There's a story that our soul wants to expand into and away from and live out that doesn't match what we feel in our body, what our outer experience is, that our mind is telling us we have to do. Gently taking your gaze up to your third eye. Allow your soul to show you that story that it wants to live out. Allow it to connect to the higher version of you. What does that story feel like in your body? Looking past the mind and into the mind's eye. I always feel like the mind's eye, our third eye, is our like movie projector of our soul. Keeping the body relaxed. Breathing through any tension. Any blocks. What do you feel in your body? Do you relax into what you see, or does it tense the body? Does your breath begin to change, or does it relax a little bit more and stay steady? And what perspective shift can we bring in? Can we invite in? Can we allow in that we haven't noticed, that we haven't seen? that will allow us to relax the container and receive. Keeping the breath nice and steady, allowing the earth to fill you, allowing the earth to transmute with you what needs to be released as it gives you back your breath. What you see in your third eye, can you bring that into your now? Nice big inhale, drawing the breath from the earth, bringing it up through the spine, taking it to the crown of the head and hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Grab that vision, bring it down as you exhale into your present moment. Nice big inhale, drawing the breath from the earth up through the spine. Bringing it to the crown of the head. And hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, bringing that vision down into your present space. Last one, nice big inhale, drawing the breath from the earth, bringing it all the way up through the body, taking it to the crown of the head, maybe a little bit past. And hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. As you grab the last thing you need from that vision into, bringing it into your present, allow it to just melt over you, almost like you're being coated. Whatever color that coating looks like for you. Noticing any shifts or changes. And staying with your breath, gently wiggling toes and fingers to come back into the present space. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.